I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Peter Crank, meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The Alabama House of Representatives has approved a bill granting legal protections for judges and ministers who refuse to marry gay couples. Representatives approved that measure by a 69-25 vote yesterday. It'll now head to the Senate. Republican Representative Jim Hill proposed the bill after getting calls from ministers and judges who were concerned that they'd be required to perform ceremonies for same-sex couples if and when same-sex marriage is restored in Alabama. The bill doesn't mention same-sex marriage specifically, but it does say judges, ministers, and others don't have to conduct weddings contrary to their religious beliefs. The bill also gives civil immunity to churches, ministers, and other religious-affiliated groups if they refuse to host or even recognize a wedding. Opponents argue that that provision could lead to widespread discrimination in Alabama. Friends, family, and fans of the late Katherine Tucker Windham gathered just outside of Selma as the storyteller became part of the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame yesterday. APR's Pat Duggins was there, and he says there were plenty of stories to go around.
A man who lived down in Thomasville who had a big, fluffy beard, and he was so proud of that beard.
Yes, even the daughter of Katherine Tucker Windham has a favorite story her mother used to tell. Dilsey Windham Hilly of Birmingham attended the ceremony at Judson College in the town of Marion for her mother's induction into the Alabama Women's Hall of Fame. Hilly says her mother would have considered it an honor to join the likes of Rosa Parks and Coretta Scott King, but...
My mother was a very modest, humble woman, and this might have been a little bit of an embarrassment to her.
There's not enough time now for Hilly to tell her favorite story. We've got it for you at APR.org. Pat Duggins, APR News in Marion.
St. Patrick's Day is until next Tuesday, but that's not keeping fans of all things Ireland from wearing green. Starting tonight, the Birmingham Irish Cultural Society is holding its annual St. Patrick's Day celebration dinner this evening. The fundraising event is to benefit the Kid One charity, which gives children and expectant mothers rides to doctor's appointments. Marty Connors is chairman and co-founder of the Birmingham Irish Cultural Society. He says the group sponsors a different charity each year.
We've raised money before, for example, for ovarian cancer research at UAB. We've raised some money to send the UAB marching band to Dublin for St. Patrick's Day. So really, it's sort of whatever hits us that year is a charity that we work on.
There will be St. Patrick's Day parades in Birmingham as well as Huntsville and Mobile. The city of Madison is holding a parade and a pet walk on Sunday. Now your forecast.
One last day of rain to close out this work week. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler, though, with highs only in the mid and upper 60s. A nice easterly breeze will also be with us throughout the day on Friday. The rain will slowly taper off as we go Friday evening into the overnight hours and into Saturday. Temperatures will cool down into the upper 50s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.